It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Of course, you find them throughout the tri-state region at various free pickup points, and also their accompanying website, which is mainstreetmag.com. And we say good morning to Thorin. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You all ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, no way. How about you?
Well, yesterday, I went and picked up, I had two choices left of the fresh turkeys, either a 28-pound one or an 11-pound one. Seeing as it said just myself, I chose the 11-pound one. They didn't they didn't even have any more, you know, turkey breasts left, which you normally, it's just gone. So that puts me ready for Thanksgiving, and I have my decorations all set to put up for Thanksgiving evening, because I grew up in a house where the day after Thanksgiving, the Christmas tree went up, and then
right.
New Year's Day, the Christmas tree came down. So for some reason, that's locked in my mind. And even if it's just me and the dog and cats, we like the Christmas tree. So how about you? Are you all? You're not set for Thanksgiving. Getting set for Christmas?
Well, Ashley in our office has been trying to play the Christmas music for the last month. And, you know, I've tried to insert the rule in the office that no. Okay, the day after Thanksgiving, fine. But until then, no way. But then last week, my daughter was at work with us for a couple of days. And on Monday, Ashley was smart enough to have her ask, "Mommy, please, can we put the Christmas decorations up in the office?" And I was in the middle of a meeting and I was like, fine, you know, yeah, because that'll keep you guys occupied for a little bit so I can, you know, focus on a little work, and it's fun for the two of them. So, and Ashley's my sister-in-law, so, you know, it's family time.
The greatest thing for me in the world when we started this nonprofit radio station 11 years ago, was working in commercial radio my whole life, Thanksgiving through Christmas Eve, we played nothing but 500 of Christmas songs. Okay, 500, a rotation of 500 songs. And one of the greatest things that ever happened was when we started this station. We don't do that. Our classical music, they start mixing in some holiday music, and some of our shows put on holiday shows. But we don't go full Christmas till Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then it's...
I just think, you know, until, you know, let's enjoy the anticipation of Thanksgiving and, you know, some of the pumpkins and the leaves and all that they decorate for Thanksgiving. And then, you know, okay, Black Friday, go ahead, you know, then we can decorate or start thinking about that and, you know, start playing the Christmas music. I just think it's a little sacrilegious to do it before then. But I succumbed last week and, they kind of decorated everything in Millerton anyway. So, we were right on cue with that. So it all worked out fine.
Well, it's funny, but anyways, we're all gearing up for the season as it might be, and then we might have talked about this, but once again, for people who are concerned about what their house looks like, what their table looks like for Thanksgiving, you have setting the stage for holiday decor, and the reason I want to go to this story is Arthur Schwartz, the food maven, once again yesterday, what he doesn't necessarily like turkey, but you know he does, he gets a turkey. And from No Dines in Torrington, a smoked turkey, and puts it as the centerpiece on the table, but then they make something totally different. And if somebody if somebody wants to have the turkey, they can, but it's just there as a really nice centerpiece. It's not a huge turkey or anything like that. So, I mean, that's one way he sets his table for Thanksgiving, but you've got a whole bunch of other things in your article.
Yeah, so Griffin interviewed Charlotte Sheridan of Merwin Farm and Home, she actually just had a centerpiece workshop last week, and she has, you know, all kinds of information about it in this article, and as well, you know, that if you have questions or, you know, need pieces, you know, to put together, you know, some of the centerpieces like the ones we have in the pictures here, she's got stuff in her shop that you can purchase or she can help, you know, guide you to, you know, create a centerpiece. But there, you know, there's so much that you can do. And, you know, in this photo, we show two kind of dramatically different ways to use, for example, pumpkins and pine cones and stuff. But they look completely different. And it's, you know, you can decorate any way you want and, you know, spruce things up a little bit, make them festive. And I think it just makes it even more exciting and intimate and like an event.
You know, it's interesting growing up. I'm 68, and so, yes, when I was growing up and young, the family, like 45 to 50 people gathered each Thanksgiving. and we would move from different house to different house. My grandmother and her three other sisters would be the ones that would put the Thanksgiving dinner together, all of them together. So you didn't have to worry about table settings because they were all based out of Hungary, and you had just a massive amount of food that was put out for. And like I said, this was back in the days when there used to be 45, 50 family members who would show up, from little kids to people 90 years old. So you didn't have to worry about table settings because there was no room on the table because the sisters used to go into combat to see who could make the best dish that year. But I kind of miss that, but not really, because it's not bad actually just sitting at my house and watching football all day and not, you know, sitting there in my underwear if I want. I don't have to worry about it anymore. So, but
it's also a different year. So
yeah, it's totally, boy, is it a different year. No doubt about that. Next story we can look at Main Street Magazine is Breaking Boundaries. And this is an incredible story about someone who formed a 501c3 and went out and really started to fight against addiction.
Yeah, while creating really beautiful bags.
Yeah.
So Kelly is the one who's behind it, and I wasn't aware of this until Regina brought this to my attention, and I went to their website and I saw a piece of the story, but I also saw, you know, the actual product that they make. So she employs mostly women who have been struggling with addiction, who sometimes are in halfway homes or otherwise, employs them full time, gives them, you know, benefits and all that, and teaches them a craft, a skill, and also supports them in, you know, going to get their GED or further education, getting a home, you know. So the employment, you know, helps them in so many ways, and it's just a wonderful story all around. And the bags that they make are all from some form of recycled materials. Like the one we have on the cover page is from a fireman's suit, I believe. So I just thought it was, you know, not just the design part of it, which fit in with our design and our art and design theme for this issue, but the story is just, you know, wonderful. And these are the type of stories I love to hear from our community.
And the interesting thing, setting up a 501c3 is not an easy task. I mean, I did not hire a lawyer, so I did it myself, and it was successful, but it was a lot of work in setting it up. And so for somebody to do this and set up the 501c3 on top of it all, they put a lot of work and a lot of effort into it. And I just think it's a great story, especially heading into the holiday season.
Yes, and so if any one of your listeners would like to check it out and then support them, that would be wonderful, because you're not just getting a great product that you can give to a loved one, but supporting a great cause in their local community.
All right, and we're not going to leave you off the hook here, Thorin, because the article I want to talk about now is yours, The Good, the Bad, and the Tricks of the Trade of Website Design.
Yes. So obviously this is our, you know, art and design issue. What better thing to talk about than also website design? I just shared a little bit of my, you know, obviously I design websites. I do a lot of SEO, and, you know, the technology changes basically every day, every year. A few years ago, Google really changed the game for a lot, and I got a lot of frantic phone calls from my clients. Oh my God, Google's been calling me. They're saying they're going to punish my website. And so, you know, it's about, just, you know, for me at least, you know, so I can, you know, stay current with the times, you know, knowing what's happening and you know, how technology is changing, how that affects certain websites, how it doesn't affect others. And so I try to share a little bit of that. You know, in our community, there are a lot of small to medium-sized businesses. And, you know, you don't always have to stay current with everything, because it doesn't affect all websites. But if you're looking to upgrade, you know, there are certain things that, you know, very small tweaks that can be made that can make a huge difference. Or sometimes it calls for, you know, a complete redesign and redesigning the back end. Or sometimes, you know, people don't know the extent of SEO or search engine optimization, for those who don't know what SEO means, and how that can impact your business, really. And how, you know, spending a little time and money on that can, you know, make the difference, you know, between, you know, really growing or not. But it all depends on your goal as a business. What do you want from your website? How do you want it to perform? How do you want your viewers, your potential customers, and current customers to see it and navigate through it?
You know, it's interesting, because with our website, we had it created for us, our original one. And then we updated ourselves about 9 years later after that. But what really taught us a big lesson about the website was our on-demand page, the podcast page. We used another server and another company's page, and it was fine. But then we designed our own on-demand page ourselves, mm-hmm. Because the tools got so easy. Yes. And all of a sudden, it went from 5,000 independent domains a month to between 25 and 30,000 because of the things we did to it, the way we publicized it. And when we did that, we linked it, of course, to our homepage. And our homepage, we started adding current weather forecasts and radar and stuff like that, keeping the front homepage. And that increased. So, yeah, you don't just design a web page and let it sit there. That's obvious. You know, the more you work it, the more it'll be successful.
It does. And I always say to my clients, I say, you want your website working when you're not. You know, that thing nowadays serves also as a third-party validation. A lot of people do their research first online before they call you, and they check you out if they're interested in, potentially purchasing your product or using your service. So, from the business standpoint, from a, business website, you need to make sure that it at least, checks the major boxes. And then from there, you have to just ask yourself, what's my goal with this? What do I need this website to do? What kind of impression do I want it to make on my existing customers as well as the new customers that I'm trying to reach? And is it achieving that goal?
Well, it's true, and you know what? We're going into the holiday season, and it's a busy time. And you connect your website with your social media pages, and it really is amazing. Social media, it can be very disparaging and horrible at times, but if you're a business and you connect them all together, it becomes another platform. Like for a radio station, for us, we have live radio, we have the on-demand, and then we have our social media platforms. And it really is pretty amazing how they all work together.
They kind of cross-pollinate each other. And, you're always trying to send people back to the original, piece of information. So if your podcast is on your website, yes, you use the social media channels to promote that and link everything back there. So you get the, as I call it, the eyeballs or the hits, and then you can check through your Google Analytics and see what the traffic is. But that is really valuable information to know the statistics of what's happening with your website, who's viewing it and how. And for example, my brother's a contractor. When I set up his website many years ago, I showed him his Google Analytics after a few months, and I was walking him through it, and I was showing him, how it all works and what the data is that you see. And he just went, wow, it's like reverse stalking in a way, because you really are collecting so much data on the people who are looking at your website. But the most important part is to obviously see, how long they're on your website, what the flow is, what pages they're going through, and you want them to stay on your website. So if you have, a couple of seconds on average that people stay on your website, there's something wrong. But if they're staying for a few minutes and you see the flow through many pages, that's great. And I always find the geography so interesting, where they're seeing you. For example, for our Main Street website, obviously the tri-state region is our, hotbed, if you will, but we have a lot of hits in other places too. So it's quite interesting. It's like we had a lot last summer, we had a lot in the California Bay Area. So I was wondering if we had some family members or, people from here who live there who were looking at it. So it's always interesting to see that kind of information.
All right, and you're preparing for next month's issue. When will that be out, you think?
I just saw the proof yesterday. We sent it last Friday. It's our biggest issue of the year. We're very excited about it. It's our quote-unquote holiday issue. I hope to have it, because this is a short week at the printers, I hope to have it Monday or Tuesday next week, so we will do our damnedest to get it out as quickly as we can. But we just, hope that our whole mantra about it this year is, just to try to support local and support local businesses. And, in my editor's note, I even said, please thank our advertisers there, just like you, we're a free publication, you're a free radio station and we do with advertising support. So, we're just really encouraging everyone to, of course, read the magazine and, help support local businesses.
All right. Well, Thorin, I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will speak to you next week.
Sounds great. We'll talk about the holiday issue.
Okay, take care.
Have a good one.
Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. You find them, of course, on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and throughout the tri-state region.